Through the prophet Jeremiah today in the first reading, the Lord speaks through him that he will remember the sins of the Israelites no more and will grant them forgiveness. And that communicates the forgiving nature of God, because we know the Israelites oftentimes veered off course. And Jesus would certainly enflesh that and proclaim that very prominently. There are virtues around forgiveness and reconciliation and mercy that Jesus, not only when you read through the Gospels, not only proclaimed, but also expressed through his interactions with people and bringing new life. And that's a key part of our mission as a church, because everything that Jesus focused on, everything he spoke of, really is the mission of the church 2,000 years later. And you see the way Jesus set people free from their guilt and shame, from people had woundedness, people need to be reconciled. And Pope Francis used an image for the church early on in his pontificate that I found very intriguing. He described the church as a field hospital. And I thought, that's never heard that one before. And I think what he was getting at there is that in our world, there's a lot of brokenness, a lot of wounded folks, and it can be a tough world out there. Sometimes people veer off course and can really get entangled in some dark things. And the church of all places is meant to live and express Jesus's message, and that people can encounter that here when they come. People need forgiveness, people need healing, people need reconciliation. You know, just outside of the church doors, before we walk in the center here, there's a very large portrait of the Divine Mercy of Jesus' image. And you see that there's some light coming from his heart. And take a close look at that sometime. And one is red and the other is kind of a bluish white. And the red is symbolic of the blood of Christ and his forgiveness. He shed his blood so that we could have forgiveness. And that bluish white is baptismal water so that we could be cleansed. And that's really what Jesus desires for all of us. And I mentioned that because there's a couple of important initiatives taking place in our parish and actually in our diocese. And this Wednesday, March 21st, the bishop has asked for a day. It's called Be Reconciled. And this is our fifth year with this initiative, where all the churches of the diocese are open all day and into the evening, 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. for the Sacrament of Reconciliation. All the priests are available. And I remember our first year and just wondering how that was going to go. And thousands of people throughout the diocese received the sacrament that day. And I was amazed at how many came who had been away for a long, long time for that sacrament. And so we're going to have that again this Wednesday in the our chapel over here. So I just encourage your involvement. But also, if you know someone who has been, sometimes people think they're too far gone or they can't be forgiven. And, you know, we always need to know that God's forgiveness is bigger than any sin we can commit. He just needs a humble, contrite heart. So maybe you know someone who is disconnected, and that sacrament that day could really help them. There's always the option of being behind a screen for anonymity or face-to-face. Sometimes people stay away because they think, I forgot the prayers. I'm not sure how this is meant to flow. And just know the priests are there as Christ. And it's Jesus who forgives through the sacrament, whether it's small matter or maybe something larger. But the priest always guides. And so just know that you or anyone you might suggest connect, that they will be met in a Christ-like way, all for the purpose of bringing a deeper freedom and a deeper peace. Because that's always what Jesus brings through the sacraments. And that's what he gave when he walked the face of the earth. And that's what he gives through the sacraments. So that'll be this Wednesday. And there's another initiative right after Easter. It's called Catholics Returning Home. And that's a special ministry program for those who have gotten disconnected from the church but desire to enter back in and to return. It's not an absolute requirement that someone goes through that. I mean, people can just, they can just come back. But how many of you, if I see a show of hands here, how many of you know at least one Catholic who has gotten disconnected from the practice of their faith? Does anyone know anyone? Okay, you know, we've all got family members, and Why do people get disconnected? What can happen along the way? And I would just want to just mention a few areas here. You know, the number one reason for people leaving or just kind of drifting away. It's not that they've had a bad experience, but maybe they used to go to Mass every week, and that becomes once a month, then quarterly, Christmas and Easter. Pretty soon it's, you know, just kind of gone. And Jesus always desires for us to be connected with the body of Christ, with the church, because he's at the heart of the church, and he's the one who nourishes our souls. But that's probably the number one reason, is just kind of just drifting away. And we probably all could, you know, some folks where that's really been the case. A few other areas here, I find from my experience that some people have left or drifted away because of anger or disappointment with God. And it may be the loss of a loved one, the death of family, and maybe just, gosh, you know, just it's so unfair. Why was that? You know, there's so many evil in the people in the world. Why was she taken and not? You know, it can be that struggle. And you know, think about your own experience with your relationships. You know, when you're angry with someone, do you want to be around them? You know, this can be a distancing. And I find that some people have that struggle with God. Now, I find that many are able to kind of work through that. And you know, God takes us where we're at. And I always tell people, you know, if you're feeling some feelings of anger, God can take it. And he would rather us be honest with where we're at. But I just know for some, that's one of the reasons why they would get disconnected. For others, it could be around issues of divorce and remarriage. Others were hurt by the church through clergy or laity and have not reconciled. Some of those hurts oftentimes happen around the sacraments, or maybe like a funeral or a wedding or First Communion, and people feeling like they just weren't received very well or treated in a Christ-like way. Some struggle with some of the teachings of the church, I find, especially in the area around moral teachings, and there can be some disconnect in light of that. Some struggle with their faith in God because of all the evil that exists in the world. And intellectually, how can there be a God, or why would God allow some of this stuff to happen if he's an all-loving God? So sometimes it can be an intellectual struggle. Some have lost their trust in the church because of the sexual abuse scandals. Some experience a lack of relevance to their daily life concerns. Others experience boredom. And lots and lots of reasons for why do people return? That's a very important question. You know, they do research on these kind of things. And I think the fundamental reason for people returning is something's not whole on the inside. And even if we walk away, God doesn't walk away from us. And he will invite. And even if things are going well in a person's life, financially, relationally, in all ways, the deepest part of who we are is the soul. And if that's not being nourished, if that's not being connected with, something's missing. And eventually people sense that missing element, which is their faith in God. And that's really God's invitation to return, to come back to the center, to come back to the sacraments and to the Eucharist. And do you know the reason why people, they note why, number one reason why they have come back? That's certainly at the core, the soul. But someone they know and respect has invited them. Now that might seem so simple, but not that that is always successful. But you know, cold calling that's not effective. But someone they know and respect gently and sincerely extends an invitation. And I remember a lady in my last parish, and there was a Sun City community in Huntley, and lots of seniors. And this lady's neighbor, and she had been away for over 50 years. She had a bad experience in her past and just never came back. Her neighbor gently and humbly invited her to consider returning. And she thought there was no way she could ever be received back. And she came back. And I find that when people do make that return, because sometimes I'll ask them, you know, how does that feel to be back? And it's always a great feeling of homecoming and reconnection, because when God's alive at the center, we're more grounded, our lives are set on something eternal that's not going to go away, and we know a deep settledness and peace from God's presence deeper in our lives. So got a little job for all of you. So right after Easter, we have this Catholics Returning Home program, and I would ask all of us just to put on the hat of invitation. And maybe you know someone who you might sense, I think they really may desire to come back. And the piece we have under the bulletin could really be used as an invitation. It gives a little description to the program. And just for them to know that they will be met non-judgmentally and very pastorally. So please give that some thought and prayer. And again, even if you make a humble, sincere, kind invitation, doesn't mean there's going to be a response. But you never know when someone is ready to make that turn and to come back and have that homecoming. And it can be people like you and me that can make that happen. So let's ask God for his grace upon our parish community, that his mercy may be experienced in a powerful way this Wednesday for many, especially those who have been away for a while, and that we have that spirit of invitation and outreach to those who may be disconnected so that they can have that homecoming in the Lord. May God bless you. May God bless all our loved ones.